Welcome to Podcast 2187. Enjoy the show. And don't forget to submit your blaster for inspection.
Welcome to Podcast 2187. We have everybody here tonight. We have Andrea.
Hello.
We have Mark.
Howdy.
And we have Jared.
Hey.
All right. So we're all super enthused to be here. And this, you know, I just said like, hey, we're going to have like a great intro, guys. It's going to be great. And now we're all like depressed sounding.
No.
Have you guys ever had yum yum sauce?
Okay. So let's talk about Star Wars.
I'm just saying, keep that in your fridge.
Get the momentum of the conversation, but resolve itself of its own volition.
You can make a different version of yum yum sauce where you put sriracha.
No, you know what? You can't do that. It's just not gonna. Nope. I heard that it will kill you if you eat that. So let's just move on and not kill our people.
It's sriracha and mayo, and you could make an alternative version where you put sriracha and yogurt. Plain Greek yogurt.
No, you can't do that. Okay. No. So.
Wait, that'll kill you, Tim? Are you spreading propaganda to avoid hearing something that grosses you out?
You know, Mark, I told you it wasn't going to work.
Why? What part of the equation are you grossed out by? Mayo or sriracha?
Neither.
Okay, so I'm just giving a nice.
Perhaps a combination.
Tip.
Hey, just because you like don't like water and. I'm sorry, just because you like water and you like milk doesn't mean you like them together, right?
Have you ever tried it?
Water and milk? No.
No.
Is it a weird sly dig at skim milk? I don't understand.
Wasn't that kind of the opposite? Well, okay. So, Star Wars. Hey, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to talk about the wars.
Tim has no taste.
Tim has taste in the wars. Go, Tim.
Shoot, I dropped my battle cap.
So, okay. So, one thing.
Wait, one second. I have to search under my couch.
Feel free to do that. So, one thing. That I'm just going to start us off with is that I know we have discussed for the past 2 years the same thing, which is basically that we all know Star Wars doesn't matter at the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
Even still, the Oscar nominations came out for this past year.
Yep.
And The Last Jedi got, was it 4 nominations, I believe?
Sure.
Sure.
let me pull them. I'm pulling him up.
No, Tim.
I remember I was really
John Williams nominated.
You know what?
Tim, do your damn homework.
I have it right here. No, I was really disappointed, by the way, that cinematography was not one of the nominations. But anyway, the nominations that The Last Jedi did receive include, like Andrew had just said, John Williams for original score, right? No surprise there. We have... sound editing by Matt Wood and Ren Kleiss, a sound mixing and visual effects, this is a great year for visual effects though, because you got like Kong's on there, War for Planet of the Apes, Star Wars, Blade Runner, Guardians of the Galaxy. Those are the nominees for visual effects. Those are some good nominees.
I've only seen 2 of those, but like. Sounds good.
I'd really be interested in hearing which 2 you saw, but that would divert us from the actual conversation of the wars.
The Last Jedi and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Jared.
I'd be open to watching. Would I like Kong?
I'm just waiting to hear what we're allowed to talk about.
Would I like?
I don't know, Jared. Kong? She just said Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which does actually bring us to a great Star Wars related conversation that has to do with the next big Star Wars project coming up.
It does. We'll get to that because it's actually Star Wars news, Jared. We could talk about that for hours.
We're gonna pin in it. We're gonna is what's called a runner. We're
a Blade Runner.
No, but sure. That's what they'll call it in the future.
All right, Tim. Sorry, we're just setting up future Star Wars conversations for you.
We're playing the seeds, so you can reap what we've sown
later. I
don't
like this game.
All right. Yep. So, what category was Star Wars: The Last Jedi not nominated in that you think it should have been nominated in?
Oh wow, that's a good one.
No, no, not really.
I would say.
Wait, did you criticize your own question?
Pretty much, but at least it's somewhat on topic.
Best documentary. Perhaps best original song for the.
What are even the Oscar nominations?
Right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't really think anyone in it deserved like a best acting nom.
Well, I mean, like I said, cinematography is a big one with the Battle of Crait and all the rest surrounding.
I think
like,
cinematography,
everything.
Yeah. I would say, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
see,
best costumes. Did it get nominated for that?
No.
Wow, that's weird because Ken Albright had like 200, right? Like,
yeah, but just they're all
that
just
scene.
Rich people costumes.
Yeah, but still.
Nah.
I feel like there's some good stuff.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I thought about it and then I was like, no, this is really just tuxedos, space tuxedos. And space
yeah,
camp.
I guess.
So.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
I did like the creatures. Like, I liked that little guy who stuffed BB-8 full of coins, and I love the little dealer in his outfit.
Wasn't that the guy who tried
BB-8
to get...
BB-8 should have get nominated for something?
Best use of a ball droid?
Yeah. Cutest droid.
Mm-hmm.
And who else would be nominated? Like BB-90?
No.
Oh, he's nefarious.
Flap.
Yeah, I guess you can't really do that until there's a Wall-E sequel
or something.
Hot
take. That droid was a flop.
A droid was a what?
He was such a jerk. Like, he was just like, all it was like, I'm going to get you BB-8 for no reason. It was.
He just stared at BB-8. He was like, oh. And that was it.
What is that about? No, it was really weird. It was like they had like an ongoing rivalry, like the baby with the unibrow and Maggie on The Simpsons. Like whenever they walk by each other, they give each other dirty looks. Like it felt really bizarre. Like, and they did build them up a little bit, in, like all the merchandising and promotions and the radio.
Yeah, but
yeah,
then,
like Twitter hashtags, happens. Like,
you know, he was a bigger disappointment than any other character. You talk about all the talk of things that are forced or weird or just inserted in for no reason, and that droid was like, what is that box
but
movie?
No one's
like,
gonna call it out because everyone's like, oh my god, it was so cute though.
And it's
like
it's an astromech. Like,
call out post that droid.
Why would it even care? Why would it even care about that? It's not its job.
Exactly.
So that was a very in-depth and intellectual conversation. Thank you for that.
Hey, that was legit. That's our real reaction to this bogus character.
You could buy a $200 toy of that character.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, I mean, you're right. There was a decent amount of press around it. And like I was saying before, there was a Twitter hashtag for just that. What do they call it? Like, what was their nickname for it? I don't remember.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
The twin.
Do your home.
Like BB-8. BB-8.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jared.
I feel like there's got to be some deleted scenes in it.
What was the hashtag?
BB-8.
Oh, that's good. That's solid.
So, we discussed that.
Before.
Well, okay. So I'm going to bring up another thing because.
Wait, real quick. Hold on. As far as cinematography goes,
yeah.
I honestly don't believe that any movie that has vistas or a lot of shots comprised primarily of ones that are from the computer should win cinematography. But that's just me.
That's a hot take.
Well, I mean, you're still like the cinematographer does the same job whether it's in person or on a computer screen.
You sure?
Well, theoretically, it's supposed to be.
So he goes. The cinematographer is the one who does the previs for that scene, for the ones that the animators to do, and then he sits with the animators for months and months and makes sure that they have it lighted or lit correctly, and that this picks up here and this is there, and that's what he does.
In my mind, yes.
Well, I think in your mind it's a little bit shaky. I honestly think that what he captures in the lens, or she, I don't want to get in trouble. He or she captures in the lens is a cinematographer's job. Everything that happens afterwards, whether it's editing it through a computer or altering it or whatever, it doesn't feel as naturally what a cinematographer does.
Let's see. It looks like we have, it was Steve Yedlin was the cinematographer for The Last Jedi.
What's he done before?
I'm trying to find that out. He has done Looper, Dad. San Andreas, Brick, Brothers Bloom, and Carrie.
Oh, San Andreas.
Yep.
Wow, that's a gold standard right there. Don't get me wrong, I love San Andreas.
I know. Come on. I know you do, but
hey, you gotta make money.
Oh, all right, Jay-Z, calm down.
Hey. Oh, you know we were talking about the shared universe idea earlier, Mark, on Twitter. I think that San Andreas should be the prequel to Escape from New York and Escape from L.A. to that world where L.A. was like all earthquake ravaged.
That's a good one. That's definitely a good one.
See, no, these are all. We have this idea where we should connect all the action franchises that basically aren't Star Wars or superhero movies. And you can use characters that have overlap, where like Chev Chelios turns out to actually be Jason Statham in the Fast and the Furious movies as well, just under a pseudonym or had his amnesia or whatever.
How do we get Kevin Hart into these movies? Because he's box office gold.
You could have who do we have? We had Vin Diesel as Riddick and Triple X and Dom Toretto from Fast and the Furious. They're all three the same guy. That way they can take the Fast and the Furious in space with Riddick. I don't think we established.
Hey, is there any one actor or actress that you guys would never, ever, ever want to see in a Star Wars film?
Anyone like to... recognizable.
No, one particular person that would just like absolutely work for you.
The person who I was just thinking of, who I love, and I love seeing in so much stuff, and I really adore his work, and it seems like an awesome dude. I feel like you said one or two, or just one?
No, just one. One, the first one that springs to your head that you do not want to ever see in a Star Wars movie.
I was just thinking of him anyway, but it immediately clicked with it. But I was thinking of, we never decided on another identity that The Rock could have from The Fast and the Furious, what he would share. So he could share one of his, he could share the movie with what's his face, Kevin Hart, to bring him in. But that made me think, like, I love The Rock. I love him, but I don't want to see The Rock in Star Wars. Like, I would not be able to not see him as The Rock. And everything else he's in is so, I don't know.
Is The Rock.
I just have no problem letting go of it. I have no problem suspending my disbelief, but it's also why this world we're talking about is so easy for me to imagine, because I love The Rock and I love Jason Statham, but they don't really push the envelope a whole lot. And so I'm not saying they're not good actors, but they're not really asked to stretch a lot in these roles. So they're kind of always playing the same dudes, which are just heightened versions of like their personas, of their public persona. And it's awesome. But I can't imagine him in it. And the other person that came into mind for the same reasons is John Cena, who I feel the exact same way about. But I feel like I would just be like, nice try, John Cena. I love you, but no. like you're not a Jedi. You're not an officer of any kind of resistance of Imperial or First Order. Nope, 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 nope. I don't know how you ended up here, but this is like some, like this is a commercial.
Okay. I get you, but at the same time, there's a part of me that really wants to see John Cena in a First Order officer uniform now.
Just this ill-fitting outfit.
Yeah.
Floating out of it.
Like trying to do the British accent and everything.
Andrea, who do you not want to see?
I don't know. It's hard because I feel like they could put anyone who's like instantly recognizable in like some alien costume.
No. I mean, their face is on screen.
Oh. I don't know. Like,
you know, you look and you go, oh, man, yeah, that's John Lithgow.
I don't know
why his name popped in my head, but...
Tom Hanks, even though I love Tom Hanks.
All right.
I'd be like, oh, my God, Tom Hanks.
There you go.
I would be so excited, but then I'd be like, wait, what? Why is he here?
Jared's excited about Tom Hanks today, but we'll just leave it at that.
I absolutely was.
I know
you were. What happened?
Tom Hanks is going to be... He's going to be, what's his name, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Fred Rogers.
Oh,
my
what?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And
moving on.
So, so I have in front of me an article from Variety, and it says that they feel like with Empire Strikes Back, some of the most iconic frames of the series were captured there, punctuating the material with the excessive blah, blah, blah. It says, Yedlin does something similar with The Last Jedi. His lighting is elegant, his camera movement graceful. See?
Or so, which part?
It doesn't say. It just says that overall. And it also points out that production design with Canto Bight and things like that would be a nice nod, too, which it did not get either.
All right. Way to keep up with the conversation, Timo.
Well, you didn't ask me.
Yeah, what are your guys?
I was kidding you.
Yeah, Tim.
I mean, Mark. So, who would I not want to see in a Star Wars movie?
That was the question.
So if we're not talking about, like, you know, aliens who you can't tell, right? Just like normal acting as themselves.
Are you watching Vanderpump Rules or something? I just said that.
I heard you, Andrea. I didn't repeat your question.
Yeah.
I have two, Andrea. Tim.
Well, I mean, when you host,
Tim,
you just have
on,
a lot to
turn
do
off
at
Bravo.
The same time.
I know it's a really good show, but...
I can't even tell you the last time I had Bravo on TV.
Fact that he knows it's on Bravo, though.
What? She just said it.
Bravo. Oh,
did you?
Yeah. Oh, damn. Damn, that's my fault. All right, go. Come on.
All right, I would really, really despise it if for some reason they cast Miley Cyrus in a Star Wars movie.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know who?
Yeah,
no,
that's the right answer. Correct.
I could see Lady Gaga.
No, I was just gonna say that's a bad answer too.
I don't know.
No, I could see her in it. She'd rack it.
I see her as an alien already.
Yeah, like that.
Like she could have been on Canto Bight too.
Almost alien. Yeah, like almost alien, kind of half human. She'd rack it.
I'm gonna say Jackie Chan.
All right.
There you go. I love Jackie Chan. I love Jackie Chan. But no Jackie Chan. There's a lot of people like that. That, you know, and once you start thinking about it, it's like, I wouldn't want Vin Diesel in there either.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody?
No.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, he's so charming, but he's like the least convincing actor. Like,
I wouldn't want Tom Cruise. I love Tom Cruise, but yeah, at a certain point, it's just, no.
Oh,
I'm,
like,
I'm good.
What about like Nick Cage?
Oh my god!
I might if he played a villain, I could deal with it.
No,
what's his face? Palpatine Jr. Trioculus.
Yes. Imagine if he, I could like he could be in a Han Solo movie. He could.
Nick Cage should have been in Rogue One. He should have played Cassian. He'd be like he's gonna steal the plans to the Death Star.
Cassian's good. Nick Cage for Star Wars. Start it.
No, just no.
All right, go on.
I did see, by the way, that the name for Solo, a Star Wars story, has changed in China.
Yes. That was super, super interesting.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, it's now called, is it Ranger Solo?
Yeah, that's it. They removed Star Wars from it. That's insane.
So, I mean, let's just talk about Ranger Solo. Like, what the crap?
Let's do it.
Go.
Super Sentai and Ranger movies have been super popular in Japan and Korea and China for about 50 years now. Like, just like crazy popular. And I mean, they look kind of like stormtroopers. Like, you know, so yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So what do you think, like, if anything, what do you think we can get from the mood of the movie, since this is now the title there?
Well, I don't think you can get anything from the mood of the movie. I think they're just trying to figure out how the hell do we market it to China.
Probably.
Well, I think potentially we can infer, I mean, we don't know, but we can infer that the style might match that kind of Sentai style, like stuff that's called Ranger and over there. Like, it might kind of match that sort of media, so it might be a little bit in that style as far as aesthetic, maybe, I don't know, or tone. I can't imagine they're like gonna, you know, Lando and Han and Chewie are all gonna like join in different vehicles that combine with the Falcon and become some sort of like Mechazord.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I mean, they fight an AT-AT that stands up.
Falcon Zord. That would be great.
I mean, it's always, they could always do a second one if they don't use this idea.
Well, this will be the highest grossing Star Wars film in China, so they definitely will do another one.
Well, it'll definitely be the highest grossing Star Wars movie in China that doesn't have Star Wars in the title.
Oh, no. No, I'm saying it's going to be the highest grossing Star Wars movie in China.
No, I got that.
Because
yeah.
It doesn't have the Star Wars, you think?
I think so, because anybody can go in and see it and start on the ground floor.
But even still, like, do you think they would know that it's Star Wars even if it's not in the title?
See, that was the funny thing. Jared and I had a long conversation about this on Twitter. And we ended up boiling it down to that this needs to be basically Guardians of the Galaxy Presents. Solo.
Or Ranger Solo, so, or whatever.
Yeah, have like a bridge where Star-Lord Peter Quill is talking with Groot.
Yeah, it's baby Groot, and he's putting him to bed.
Yep. Well, it's like we have E.T. in Star Wars, technically. So do you think there's any remote chance that there are any Guardians of the Galaxy references in the background of this movie?
I don't think maybe there'd be Easter eggs just for fun, but I don't really think they're going to be doing that right now. I don't think they're going to be doing that, being that cute, because they're, especially with this movie, because there's some sort of economy in the production.
Right.
But Mark and I's entire idea would circumvent that sort of, because one of the last things Mark suggested while we were kind of going back and forth is like he could be actually reading it from one of the 80s or 70s Marvel Star Wars comics. Like he could be reading him a Han Solo story, like putting Groot to bed.
Yeah, you could legitimately film a bookend that has nothing to do with the movie and we never see it, but advertise it to the people in China as basically Guardians of the Galaxy 3 or 2.5 or whatever. I guarantee you it would make in tons of money. It'd rake that money in.
Yeah, I mean, but,
and it just works in the context of the storytelling sequence. Like it's believable that Peter Quill loved those comic books. So
they should call it Wolf Solo, because that Wolf Warrior is the number one movie ever in China.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So
Wolf Warrior. Solo Warrior.
Yeah, just call Lone Wolf. Change his name to Lone Wolf. That's it. We're done. We solved it.
Because that's Solo.
Star Wars in China. Right.
Yeah, over.
Hire us to develop films in China. I know it feels weird because we don't have any experience in the industry or with Chinese markets, but I'm pretty sure Mark and I have figured it out. Just saying.
Yep. I like Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf, and he can be riding Chewbacca.
Lone Wolf and Chewie.
Yes. Oh, God. Yep, I'm in. Hello, come in.
And Chewie has him strapped to his back, just like Lone Wolf and Cub.
So, I want to ask what you guys have been seeing of press for Solo recently. And the reason I say this is because I saw an article earlier today on Forbes, and it's literally titled "Why I Want Solo: A Star Wars Story to Fail." Okay, and
is it today or yesterday?
I saw it today. I think it might have been published yesterday. But he basically says that nobody cares about how Han met Chewie or Lando or anything like that. And he says that he basically hopes that Disney gets frightened and discouraged from telling unnecessary origin stories of iconic characters. So he's hoping that Rian Johnson's trilogy does really well and that Solo crashes and burns. So
who's this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Tool.
His bio says that he writes about film, television, pop culture, and other fun stuff.
Why are we gotta be so negative all the time?
You mean him or me?
No, just like like people in general and like Star Wars. Like, who cares?
Right. Right.
Why can't we all just like
have Boba Fett in the movie, right?
Yeah, that's totally what I was getting at.
Yes. I knew you'd go along with me eventually.
Well, but like I said, that's the press that I saw
wrong
yesterday. So what are you seeing out there about this movie?
Literally nothing.
Literally no one outside of Twitter cares about this movie yet. Because there's nothing to care about yet.
Yeah.
Like, no one has even brought it up to me. Like, everyone like, all my friends know I like Star Wars. All my coworkers know I like Star Wars. None of them even know this movie, like, is coming out.
No, okay. How could they? If they're not already into Star Wars, they've not promoted it at all. And like, I've seen people comment that, like, you know, everyone, the regular public or fans, we're all going to want to see it, and it's going to do fine. And once the trailer is out, we won't care. And while I think that is true, I'm not complaining because I'm upset that I haven't seen the trailer yet. I'm just noting that it's weird 4 months out of a huge, huge movie with the huge franchise with this kind of budget behind it. Like, usually they spend millions of dollars or close to millions of dollars on just promotions in the U.S., much less international promotions, you know, on these things in the months ahead of time. You know, I've heard comparisons, you know, oh, we were all fine once we got the trailer for Last Jedi. But yeah, but it was 8 months before the movie. like this is half that time, and we've not seen anything except for a leaked Lego promotional piece of art or whatever. It's weird. And it's not – I don't care. I feel like it's very weird that they haven't done anything yet.
Well,
and
Avengers comes out 2 weeks before, right? Solo does?
Yeah, two or three? I think two, right?
I want to say it's like the 11th and the 25th, I think.
It seems right. I think the 25th is right.
Yeah, so let's say 2 weeks. And how long ago did we have the nice trailer for Avengers?
Was that like October?
I don't know for sure, but again, whenever it was... Now I'm partly wondering if I know some people have suggested that they're not having a trailer because they're not ready, because they don't want to market it yet, because they want to have Last Jedi DVD marketing first. Now I wonder if just Disney's kind of marketing, like playing a game here between Avengers and Star Wars.
No.
Disney's not... Disney's not the Hunger Games. They didn't buy Star Wars so that they could see what'll do better. It or Marvel.
Well,
they want to take more money.
Yeah, no, I don't mean it that way. I'm saying for the sake of marketing for Avengers, and I wonder if they're, you know, trying to kind of hide Star Wars a little bit for now. Maybe not, but it's just another idea.
It should be.
You think it's Marky said that it's in trouble?
No, I don't think. Well, I'm not saying the movie's in trouble. I'm just saying that they are really behind the gun at this point. You know, the whole reshoots or whatever may have taken longer than they expected. Actually, probably did. From what you read, it seems like it was more of an issue than they expected. But the thing is that I don't think they necessarily have anything to go yet. You know, they'd love to. I think they'd love to show something right now if they could. But it's a matter of, okay, let's make sure we have something that's worth showing, and then let's make sure the timing's right. So I think the something we're showing is more important to them than whether Last Jedi's in theaters or it's on Blu-ray or whether it's a Super Bowl. You know, if they can get something ready and plug it into the Super Bowl, I think they'll be happy. But again, you know, just making sure that they have something that they can show, I think, is the most important thing. And we haven't heard anything about them recording music yet or anything.
Right. Yeah, I'm assuming that's going on behind. At some point.
Yeah, but you and I both remember how last minute. Well, we know how last minute Giacchino scored for Rogue One, but even on a production like, you know, Doctor Strange was, there's no problems with that production as far as delays or anything, and he was like recording the score maybe a month before the movie.
Jurassic World was the same, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and so it's just, you know, I expect that to be the last thing, but they may not even have much done in the way of completed shots or anything, so who knows?
Well, yeah, just putting final special effects, you know, or you know, final color, you know, changes and color adjustments. Like, who knows? Like, beyond... the score, like beyond anything, like they could be doing the sound design. Like, you're absolutely right. They might not have anything that they're ready to show yet because it did seem to take a lot longer than they planned.
I think we're gonna get shafted in the like ancillary materials, like the books and all that. I don't think they're gonna be good enough. I really don't. Or they're gonna be so off.
Well, like, are we gonna? I'm assuming we'll get a visual dictionary for it, right?
Yeah, but how? What? But what's going to be in there?
When Jesse shared with us that release date, when we asked about it, right? And I believe it was was it April? Or is it March?
It's a month and a half, 2 months away. Either way.
Yeah, no, it's very close to it. So I mean, they have announced.
No, the visual dictionary can't come out till May. I can't see it coming out 2 months before the movie, when every other one seems to come out the same day.
What if we got it before a trailer?
That would be a.
What if they just dropped this movie like a Beyonce dropped her album?
Hey, it's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's out.
Well, now I'm also interested to see what the lesson is once the movie's out and we see the success or whatever and how it all worked out. I'm wondering what the lesson of this whole marketing strategy so far is going to be.
Will Star Wars everybody just lift the boat? Like,
no, everybody complains about the marketing, you know? And in the end, it seems to do just fine. And, you know, we're all armchair critics at this point, or armchair business majors, it seems, to where everyone's there's not enough trailers. There's too many trailers. It hasn't come out yet. I mean, people have said the same thing about, you know, Wonder Woman, about Last Jedi, about Rogue One. And all those movies did fine at the box office. The one that had a ton of trailers out beforehand was John Carter, and that movie flopped. So.
I mean,
hard to say. It's hard to say. So do I. It was great.
Yeah. It was great. And that Super Bowl trailer with the what was it? Whose version of My Body is a Cage was playing? So freaking good. It's
Do you read the book about how they dropped the ball?
I haven't. I should check that out.
Yeah, it's free on Amazon for the Kindle or possibly for some other thing. But yeah, I read the whole thing. It was great. And it basically just boils down to the whole reason they even got into John Carter is they wanted a boys franchise. This is, you know, before Star Wars took off. I mean, before Marvel really took off and before they got Star Wars. And they just wanted something to appeal to, in their words, to young men. And they just didn't know how to market it and failed miserably. And in the meantime, you know, they've got all these superhero movies and Star Wars that appeal to everybody. And John Carter left behind. Tron's left behind. Oh, poor Tron.
Well, and the other Willow. There were two others that they tried to do before Marvel really clicked in and started just breaking it in for them. Or at least they started development beforehand. Some of them had already come out, clearly, by the time these were released. But they tried to do their own boys IP or whatever as their idea to compete with the animated films and the Disney stuff and, you know, the Disney Princess line was their Lone Ranger IP purchase and that flop of the Lone Ranger
movie. I'm sorry, movie. But I like that movie a lot.
I haven't seen it yet. Like I just like a lot. I never really had the motivation. I wanted to see it, but I felt like that one didn't do a good job of appealing to me marketing wise. But the other one that I was just busy when it came out, but I did want to see it was Tomorrowland was another one that they were like hoping would be big and just didn't do well.
Nope.
Yeah.
So like on their own, they weren't able to do it. And then now they've got, like you said, with Marvel and Star Wars, like they've got these hugely successful IPs and Marvel hasn't had any flop yet. But they also haven't had anything, like you're right about people saying that they should be doing this or should be doing that. I'm not offering any criticism saying what they're doing wrong. I'm just noting how different it is from usual, you know, like it's hard to say. And I've heard a lot because I did work for a company that made a lot of money based on selling IPs to Hollywood to be developed into films. And a couple of them were made into films or pilots or whatever, I heard a lot of people talking about what marketing did right or wrong. And again, it's a lot of people who don't know for sure speculating, but it's interesting to think about and to think about like how this will be like Tim said, it'll be interesting to see what the result is of not having any prior lead up to it. Like of just kind of dropping a Star Wars film out of the blue for the average audience.
Like even with Rogue One, long before there had been anything released publicly, there was that Death Star Obi-Wan like teaser for the teaser. That was that at D23 or Celebration? Where was that?
Celebration.
Okay. So like there was that there, and then they had the other one.
You were there for that, Mark, right?
I didn't go. I was sleeping at that point.
You slept in that through that one? You were there for everything else, though, that was rad.
Yeah, I went home. I was tired.
Well, I'm like, and then they had the one that was the picture of Vader and his reflection in front of the red stuff. Like, there have been some sort of exclusive sneak peeks or something. We've heard about little snippets shown for Last Jedi at shareholder meetings, like all of these kinds of things. And there's just been, it's like radio, it's almost like the movie's not coming out, honestly.
But don't we still have WonderCon coming in April, Jared?
Probably.
And they haven't really announced anything for that yet. Like what's going on? I wouldn't be surprised if you get, you know, just for the pure, it's the only convention, I think, right before the movie comes out. I wouldn't be surprised if you get something major there just for the commercial attention alone. Or not, you know, good Lord.
This one will be in March. I mean, it's definitely possible. It's interesting.
It's usually Easter weekend. At least that's what it's been before.
Yeah, this one is not. This year it says in 2018 it'll be held March 23rd through 25th.
Well, you might have something at that point, you know. They may even have Donald Glover there, and Andrea can fly in, because, you know, the thirst is real.
I'm not thirsty.
I'm not saying you are or aren't.
You just said that.
You just said there was thirst.
The thirst is real.
Yeah, I heard you, Mike.
Oh, okay, Jared.
Well, okay, so...
Hey. Found that bus you were looking for.
Okay, well, all right, so the Super Bowl is on Sunday, so just for the record, which, by the way,
what are you guys gonna do?
Well, I'm just gonna
eat buffalo chicken wing dip.
I just want to throw out there that no matter who wins, America loses. But I want to, since that's coming up on Sunday, by the time we record next, Super Bowl will be done. So what do you think the chances are that the Solo trailer is shown during the Super Bowl? Because that has been discussed.
I kind of, at this point, I kind of don't want it to be, because, you know, there's going to be so many people who are going to watch the Super Bowl just to try and see the trailer. And I mean, it would be funny. Wouldn't that be kind of funny?
Yeah.
I just don't understand why anyone would do that if you really don't like the commercials or sports, because it's going to be online immediately or simultaneously, you know?
Like, yeah.
Right?
Like, I'm probably going to do it because I don't care about the Super Bowl. I care about
the halftime show and eating snacks.
Well, and I'm fine. I'm happy that everybody's enjoying it. I don't get why people go on. Like, I don't, like, people who are like, consider themselves nerds and anti-sports or whatever, just don't like sports. I can relate. But at the same time, like, I don't care or begrudge anyone else. I'm happy that other people really enjoy sports, and I've enjoyed experiences, you know, sharing those experiences, going to a live event with people who really love it. So, yeah, I don't understand it. If to me, it feels like going on like during the finale of a TV show. Like it would be like me like live tweeting the finale of Vanderpump Rules to criticize it. To be like, this show's stupid, and you all suck for liking it. Like, it'd just be really, really weird. Like, but that's sort of that, like, the sports ball attitude. like, why do we have to watch this to watch this trailer? It's like, you don't. Just watch the trailer. like, you made a choice. You're an adult. Like, or old enough to type. Either way, you made a choice to do this. So let's chill out.
Or, hey, you know what else? Actually, I haven't even heard this mentioned, but it just now occurred to me. We had a trailer for Rogue One come out at the Summer Olympics. And the Winter Olympics are starting late next week, right? Isn't it like February 8th, I think? So if that's the case, what are the chances maybe of an Olympics trailer since they've done that before, for the only other spinoff so far?
I have heard people suggest that, actually. But isn't that even late? Isn't that even later? When is it?
I think it's the 8th. Let me look it up.
Maybe you're right.
All right. And the Olympics this year start
pretty soon.
On the 9th. So I think the opening ceremonies are the 8th.
Oh, so that would actually be right around the same time then. So that's not crazy.
That's a week from this Thursday. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like a couple days or a few days after the Super Bowl.
that's what some people were suggesting online, and then it's been pointed out that there are images, I guess, of like buttons that are commemorative Star Wars Super Bowl buttons for this year's Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Who pointed that out?
You'll never guess.
I'm not sure.
It's a guy on Star Wars Twitter who has another guy with the same name, almost identical. It's a homophone. It sounds the same, but it's got one letter different. It's my clue.
Meat puppet.
It is. It's meat puppet, but it's not M E A T. It's two E's. Done.
All right.
Case cracked.
Meat puppet. That dude's awesome. Everybody loves Meat Puppet.
So, what I'm getting from this is that you're thinking, based off of this promotional material, that it would be more the Super Bowl than the Olympics.
Maybe. I don't know. I like what Andrea said, and I do see the logic in what look like these appear to be legit images of these buttons, but I don't really. I also kind of, on a slightly vindictive level, would love it for it not to be.
Well, and honestly, it might even be both, because both are being shown on NBC. So maybe it'll premiere at the Super Bowl and then be shown during the Olympics. You never know.
I'm just like thinking about it, and it's just making me laugh. Like, this is so bad because I'm not even gonna be like online that day because I'm gonna be at a party getting lit.
Oh. Wow.
Brag. That's I'm not even going to be online that day because I'm going to be at a party.
We get it. Everybody likes you.
You have friends. Good Lord.
Sorry.
Rubbing it in.
I know, right? Someone might actually buy you a drink. Wow.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. What the hell was that?
I don't know what the fuck.
No one's buying you a drink if you talk like that.
I want to see that. I want to see. You have a video of you seeing if guys will come on to you if you laugh like that a lot. Like, you go out. It just feels like one of those YouTube videos or Vines or whatever, where they prove some sort of great point, showing how people are superficial.
Well, I'm sure people still buy because guys are very superficial.
So what we're going to do now, though, is we are going to go to our Twitter correspondent, Andrea, and we are going to see if she has any... We're going to see if our Twitter correspondent...
You made up a theme for it last time. It was like...
We're going to see if our Twitter correspondent, Andrea, has any questions for us.
I didn't even tweet this week. Someone else said because it was way more professional.
I tweeted it out.
Mark.
What? Oh
my God.
When Mark puts it on speakerphone, it sounds like he is the that rat video at the shampooing. Like it sounds like someone is.
The first question by an anonymous third party is. Is Vanderpump Rules the greatest reality show of all time?
No, now, next.
That was the joke question we're from done. Andrea. I read that one. I use veto power.
This is a very interesting question because and yet it's not. May be. It may be.
Can I mute one person?
Can we just all say yes so we can move on to the next question? Yes.
Well, listen, other top reality shows are probably Real World and Jersey Shore.
I don't think I can However, eat one person at a time.
Vanderpump Rules has consistently had a high level of entertaining drama every season.
I mean, I could just remove her from the call.
It is a contender for best reality show. Okay, next question.
I just love that you asked yourself that question and you legit answered it. It's great. That was good.
Thank you. I for one, appreciate my answer because... Real World and Jersey Shore are also good reality shows.
The first few seasons of Real World were really good. I liked it.
That was the pioneer of reality show television.
Yeah.
Without Real World, would we have Vanderpump Rules? I don't know. That's a question for Vanderpump 2187.
What'd you say, Mark?
The real world can go to hell then. Irresponsible for this stuff I got on TV.
Come on now. I just remember a progression of time when occasionally in college I would put on the Learning Channel and
I watched
actual documentaries, and then like a year later I put it on and it was like, how many little people can live in this house or whatever? I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is not educational.
The Learning Channel is amazing. I don't watch it except for, I think my wife puts on some of those ER shows or whatever every once in a while. But once you see the commercials, they're just doubling down on what they know sells. So they have the little people, and then they have like the little people in Atlanta, like real little people, wives of Atlanta or something. So then you have like the fat people. Then you have like the fat people that are all wives. It just seems like every show gets exponentially. They just double down. They have like hoarders who are also little people and fat and live in Atlanta. It's like before you know it, everything's just going to somehow link into another one. Oh, and they also have sister wives. Right now, it's searching for sister wives.
Maybe watch that show. That's something.
And the one that shocked the heck out of me, and maybe it's because of my upbringing, but there's a black couple that's searching for a sister wife, and I didn't even know that black people were Mormon for the most part.
Well,
or maybe it's a whole other thing. That I don't even know about.
If it's Mormon, I got a little bit of background on that. Mormonism, they didn't let black people in until the 70s.
Stay out of that.
It's gray, true, though. I know. Hey, there's no gray area, man. Nice. I know that history. Oh, anyway. No, Mormons are wonderful people, a lot of them. I grew up in a very, very Mormon population in Phoenix, Arizona, like surrounded by them. And many of them would insist that I was Mormon, and I was not. This is weird.
Did you have a good wife?
No, but well, they didn't either.
I gave it fresh a little bit, speaking of shows on television.
What about it?
You could possibly be David Koresh speaking about things that are on reality TV
I don't love hearing that. Because that reminds—that's actually my aunt Jeannie once told me that I reminded her of Joseph Smith, the head of the Mormon Church, and I was like, great, a guy who was known for having like really like captivating eyes who started a cult. That's what you want to hear when you're like 16. It's like because, but that's not
you, not Jim Jones. We'll start calling you Jared Jones.
That's my dad's name is Jim Jones. Like literally, my dad is the fourth. Consecutive Jim Jones.
As long as he's not insane, then we're good.
No.
You guys want to like have the next question?
Well,
yes.
Kool-Aid, I'll tell you that.
Well, I just wanted to say that the Mormon Church has evolved into a normal church, even though it has some weird history.
Jared, also, just so you know, before the next question, because I was considering tweeting out under the podcast account a picture of David Koresh, since Mark just said that, and I'm like, no, this is a bad idea, actually. But
fine with that.
If you Google pictures of him, if you scroll down far enough, it slowly transitions into pictures of Charles Manson for some reason.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
And the funny thing is,
Jared, and there's a picture of Luke.
Jared even looks more like what's that guy from? Who's the guy from John Carter?
Oh,
Taylor, whatever. The guy who's also in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, so he's playing David Koresh in the TV series.
Taylor Kitsch.
You look more like Taylor Kitsch as Jim Jones as David Koresh than you look like David Koresh.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
It's funny that Tim said that he went to pictures of Charles Manson just because that's what I always heard. The same aunt would occasionally say that I look like Jesus. Because this is my crazy aunt. And she would say, you look like Jesus, Jared. And my mom would always argue with her when I had really long hair and a beard in college and say, he looks like Charles Manson. And I was like, yep, that's like, if you think about it, the paintings of Jesus that we have in church the church that I grew up in, they kind of look like Charles Manson, just without the swastika on the forehead. Like, there's just a dude with really long hair and a long beard. Like,
so you had one out of three positive role models you were being referenced to. You either look like Jesus, Manson, or David Koresh. So, and your dad's name's Jim Jones. This is some interesting dichotomy there, Jared.
For real. This may have something to do with why we never drank Kool-Aid growing up. Like, never.
Oh, that's kind of fantastic.
I'm not even kidding. We just didn't even have it. I go to other people's houses and I'm like, it's so weird that everybody else drinks Kool-Aid.
I can imagine the Kool-Aid guy popping through your wall and be like, oh, nope. Not here.
Like, oh, I just figured out whose house this is. This does not look good on me.
Like, he runs in, looks at a piece of mail, and slowly backs out. Okay, Andrea, questions.
So the next question. Well, now I have to like pull it all back up again because.
So Vanderpump. Vanderpump.
You guys were talking.
It's not about Vanderpump.
It's not. I can't type podcast.
Danny Glover. He's fantastic.
That's not even a good impersonation of me.
Not even his name's not even Danny Glover.
He's a Danny Glover. He is fantastic.
All right, the next question.
Great.
The next question is how do you say this guy's name? Dengar? Dengar?
Dengar.
Yeah, Dengar.
Dengar in Solo? ? If so, will they also include his horribly designed ship? And there's a picture of said horribly designed ship. And it is pretty ugly. It kind of looks like a Pac-Man. So. It does.
Like a broken
disc
or something? Or like one of those hollow frisbees? What are those things?
Those throwy disc things?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a broken
like a horseshoe.
Yeah, a little bit.
Al, who, and I can't pronounce his last name, asked us that. So thanks, Al.
Oh, that's Al Nowatzki from Children of the Forest, I believe.
Yeah.
He made the awesome Jungle Love video for the Rogue One trailer. Just saying.
I don't think I saw it. I'm trying to think.
That was from, like, what was that? A year and a half ago, maybe?
It's still awesome.
Oh, yeah. But oh, yeah.
It did not, I thought like, it was jump sweet. To all of our minds from that long ago, I think.
So the question is, do we think Dengar is going to be in there? And if he is, does he have his awesome ship?
He might be in it.
Horribly designed ship.
He might be. I honestly think, though, that if they're gonna spend more time with my main man, a boy. Man's not hot. Boba Fett is going to be in it.
If they do the Kessel Run, it'd be interesting if Slave One and Dengar's ship and the Falcon were all participants.
Oh, in the Kessel Run? Yeah, it might be good.
I don't know. It might be too cheesy. But just the fact that they're including it feels a little cheesy to me. Although, did you guys see the thing that was pointed out today that I thought was interesting? And they weren't saying that it was always meant that way necessarily, but they were talking about how the notes in the first printed script book that came out in 1979 for A New Hope, for Star Wars, say like have a note underneath the line about the Kessel Run and going in 12 parsecs, and he says, but it says something about like it's supposed to be like not believable, so, like obviously made up on the spot, basically like obvious misinformation or whatever. Like, and then they pointed out that like even though it wasn't in the printed scripts that we've seen, like it could have been something that was handwritten at the time or just something they added in. But either way, like that reads in Alec Guinness's performance. That just like the look on his face, he's just like, okay, like Luke is impressed, but he's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what this is. Like, this sounds like BS. But that made me really happy because it always bugs me that people like try to figure out the parsecs thing. I don't begrudge anybody, but it just feels weird to me. It's just like, let it go. Like, because it always felt like clearly George was just making up stuff and using words he didn't understand. Like that's why it didn't make any sense. But now just seeing that in the official text printed in the first script for Star Wars printed that it said that, I'm just like, they knew it was BS at the time. Like, it's not supposed to mean anything. He didn't go near a black hole and cut off time on his voyage or space in his voyage. Like it's like, nope.
Well, as far as the Dengar thing though, I just want to say that I don't want it to happen, but I think it probably will.
You think we'll see him and the ship?
Well, I doubt the ship, but we'll probably see him. I just don't really want to. Okay.
That is a scary noise.
I feel like Mark threw his phone into the washing machine.
Mark's busy looking at the Forces of Destiny Luke Skywalker figure.
There you go. Mark's in action. He's podcasting in action.
He's pretty.
Okay.
With little baby Yoda.
Does he have sculpted hair or real hair?
He has sculpted hair.
And Yoda, I assume, also has sculpted hair and not wispy hair?
Yes, I believe so.
But, you know, and for the record, one of the reasons I'm thinking that he might be in it is because I do feel like one of the criticisms of this movie will be that there's too much fan service in it. It might be fine for us. I don't know. Maybe it'll be great, but I feel like that will be a criticism, and maybe Dengar being in it might be one of those things.
The fact that we're getting a young Han Solo movie means this whole movie is fan service.
Yeah, you're right.
So make it as fan servicey as possible, but don't just make it fan servicey to only a select few. Let's just go way back. That's what I'm saying. Go way back. Bring stuff from the old Marvel comics. Bring stuff from the Legends. Bring stuff, you know, from every little corner of the universe that somebody go, ooh, you know what? Yes. Give me Boba Fett.
Mark.
Dengar. Zuckus. I don't care.
You know, that segues into the last thing I wanted to mention that was actual real Star Wars news for this week.
Okay.
We still have people asking questions through Andrea, do we not?
We have one more, but it was a spoiler for Star Trek Discovery, so I thought we could table it.
Oh, yes. Let's table that.
Because it was pretty major, and it seemed like it was one you had avoided. I know you'd been spoiled on a whole lot of aspects of it, but not
Wait,
all.
What?
The last question, the third question from Brian Bailey was about Star Trek, and the rest of it I thought was all just discussion. Maybe was there one from Jesse as well?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize because I didn't know what he was referencing.
Oh, no worries. just the one from Brian Bailey was a Star Trek spoiler. Was there one from Jesse? I can't remember.
No.
No, he's answered something else. The last point that Mark alluded to was talking about bringing in characters from Legends.
I was going to bring that up too. Yeah, you're
there
right.
There you go. Go for it, Tim.
No, please. I'm just letting you know, like, this was good.
Yeah, we'd already heard about Tag and Bank coming in, and we Leland Chi, who is I like to think of as the less grumpy version of Pablo Hidalgo.
We're not getting invited anywhere with that kind of talk.
We can edit it out.
No, that's staying in. I'm sorry. Hey, you said it.
He used to follow me, man. I'm cool.
You can stand outside when I get escorted in.
There you go. Hey, I like the guy I'm just saying. He's less grumpy. But he... Yeah, shared with us that there'd be more of that coming, he said. That we'll have more Legends characters coming in, which there's all sorts of rampant speculation, like immediately and people enjoying talking about stuff. Mark and I shared some fantasies on Twitter about some Legends characters we'd love to see.
Jackson.
Oh, I forgot
yes,
to tell you.
Jackson is who I said. That's correct.
I forgot to tell you, I was searching for something when I was online when you guys were talking, and I got an email from a top secret source, because I do have those. Dash Rendar is in Han Solo, and he's played by Nicolas Cage. So,
you broke
there
that
you go.
Story.
I'm breaking the story right now. Nicolas Cage is Dash Rendar.
So happy. The giant puffy quilted vest.
If that actually happened, that's actually good casting on my part.
It is, because, like...
Oh, wait, yeah, no, it's real, so it's not my part.
You said so, on Mike's part, the casting guy was named Mike.
Griddle Mike's.
Mike Sob. Griddle Mike's, yep.
Okay, well, so who is going to be the... Because... You could debate that Thrawn, and you actually really can't debate, it's pretty set, that Thrawn is the biggest character from Legends to be introduced into the canon currently. So, who do you think, besides Thrawn, would be the biggest character from Legends to make his or her way back into canon today?
I mean, potentially Mara Jade, but I don't think that's happening. So, I don't know. A lot of the big characters are off limits, you know. We're not getting Solo twins.
Right. That's why I'm asking. Like who? How big can you get with the return, so to speak?
I think IG-89. That one would be good.
Wow,
he was pretty big, wasn't he?
Was
no?
he?
I don't know.
No either.
Kip, wasn't it Kip Duron or whatever?
Oh yeah. They actually could almost make that work though.
Oh, and there was Talon Card.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Double A's.
The wild card.
Oh, God.
Card, K-A-R-D-E or something, because it was the 90s. That was when all things in genre and comics and whatnot, like it all, everything was extreme and everything was spelled phonetically and stupidly.
I think if you can manage to bring in, I think the big ones obviously are Dash Rendar, Jackson. If you could bring in Wilford Brimley from Ewoks. Who else? Yeah. Current canon, Ray Sloan.
Yes. I think we need to see a Ray Sloan from the current canon. And there's other characters I think that you could see more of as well. I'm trying to think.
But again, that's not Legends, but still, I obviously people would like Mara Jade, but she would have to be such a radically different character.
Well, I think even beyond, like, I've heard someone today express, like, someone said, oh, she's so much more than just being with Fluke, and that is absolutely true. Like, that's only one side of the character, even though it was a huge portion of her history. But the other side doesn't really work with what's been set up. Like, yeah, he could have a secret hand, but it feels like a lot. You know? Like, I'm just saying. Like, I've got the Inquisitors. I've got Vader. I've got this. Like, it's part of why the EU was so crowded, you know? It sucks. Well,
this new EU is even crowded.
Already, right? So, like...
The Akbar Cyborg...
Oh, my gosh, that guy! Oh, that guy. That
was. Anyways, yeah, those guys. Yeah, it's those already guys crowded.
But, yeah, so I feel like... I guess you could introduce her in that Rebels era, like, before we meet them, because that's right towards the end of that era. She could be a head Inquisitor before, you know, the guy we meet. She could be his original superior, I suppose. But and that could be cool. But what are we going to see that in? You know, if we do it, just a series of Mara Jade movie, like on her own, I guess. I don't know, man. I'm open to whatever, but I just don't know. And it will be divisive if there's a big departure, no matter how. You know, thoughtful it is, no matter how good they try to do it, it's going to change the character a lot, whether or not she's still the hand, whether or not she has a relationship with Luke that doesn't end up, I mean, they don't end up together. So
what's the youngest we're seeing? What's the youngest we're seeing Han Solo in the movie? Do we know?
At the range of like 6 years, and it's supposed to go till he's like 25 or something, or potentially up to the movie.
When was he born? Like, as far as within the, like, how many years before Order 66.
Previously established, he would have been 10 years old, because he's supposed to be 29 when they're supposed. In actuality, he was like 34, but his character's supposed to be 29 when they're 19 in A New Hope.
It honestly might be pretty cool, and I don't think it's really much of an EU thing, but if you saw stormtroopers walking around, but they all sounded like Tamira Morrison, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I would love that.
If you see that they're still like they're old clones. That would be kind of interesting, I think. Anything that ties a little bit more of the sagas together, I think would be cool.
So I really want that now. I hadn't even thought of that, but that's awesome.
Or even if you see just, you know, like I always think when people are using like old battle droids or this or that, it's cool. But I really would like to see some aged clones still working for the Empire, you know, while it sort of get the new Empire up and running. The new recruits.
I mean, and it would totally work with them saying that that's Rex in Return of the Jedi. There's no way that they couldn't make it work for what you're saying.
Right. I mean, they even have him in that costume in the new trailer. So
right. Yeah. No. That's really cool. Work.
Well, I can't remember which book it was. It might have been Targan, but Vader still has clones. As his security detail, I think, for some of that book.
Is it either in Tarkin or maybe Lords of the Sith?
No, I never listened to Lords of the Sith, so I know
it would have been Tarkin.
Yeah, there's one point where he's going down to try and find the people who stole Tarkin's ship or whatever, and he's got, you know, a couple clones that he still trusts that are, you know, that are his guys, and they kind of allude that they're older, so might be cool. It would definitely be a nice little thing they could easily get away with.
that would just kind of unify everything.
Like I said, that's something that I want now. Thanks for that, because if it's not in the movie, I'll just be disappointed.
I'll do my best.
Well, I feel like I just need to contribute this last thing. That I feel like the biggest character from Legends who's going to make it into the current canon would, especially given the events of Last Jedi, did I just say that weird? Last Jedi, would have to be Luke with two U's.
Ooh, Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming back for the Rian Johnson's trilogy.
Yep.
I feel like, is it Revan or Revan?
I've heard Revan most frequently.
Revan? Revan? Yeah. Revan, I feel like, is not going to happen. And I think Revan is a lot more likely than Luke. I feel like Jackson's not going to happen, but I feel like Jackson is a lot more likely. I feel like Luke, that is the best suggestion to him, because I feel like that is the least likely. Like, I think we're going to see a cloned Palpatine 30 years from now. Someone's going to take their like great grandkids to Star Wars in the future, and they're going to have like, they're going to be bereft of ideas. It's going to be awful. It'll be like episode 300, and it'll make notes. It'll be coming out every other week, and it'll just be awful. And they'll have, they still won't have Luke like with two U's.
I mean, so while I do kind of agree with you,
Tim just wants it.
Well, it's one of those things that I say I want it, but I don't actually.
No, I just love the suggestion, and like, it's the two U's. It's the way they introduced the concept through him and Joris Sabaoth. There's no way you pronounce that guy's name where it's Jorus. They have the double U's, and that's not how our brains work. Like it's not going to be embedded in our DNA how we learn the letter U. It's not passed down from child. You know, from. Okay. All right. Yeah.
No, but by the
DNA,
way,
my DNA doesn't let me read U's right. It just feels like it's amazing. It's amazing. It only works in a written medium.
Yeah.
But I feel like Yuda.
Yuda.
And his catchphrase is "Yuda man." He has it on a T-shirt. Yes.
Okay. Well, I just. So I have to throw in, for actual conversation based off of what Jared said, that if – I also don't think it's going to happen, at least not anytime soon. But if they ever did reintroduce Revan into especially a film in the Old Republic era, I think people will lose their mind. People who know who he is will lose their minds over that. But I don't see it happening anytime soon either.
You'd lose your mind, wouldn't you, Tim?
I think it's cool, but I wasn't like a particular fanboy of his or anything.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, I remember back in Castle Run Radio days, Noah, for some, I forget what the context was, but he was talking about how he really wanted to see him in an Old Republic movie on Netflix.
Castle Run Radio, you know, we need to have a, reunion show with that when Han Solo comes out, because, you know, Castle Run, Han Solo, and,
there you go.
That's really the only reason I can think of to even bother doing it.
Yeah, that sounds fine for me.
Why don't we should just do it, you know? April, he doesn't even listen to the show anyways. April, let's just do Castle Run Radio.
Do we even have him on though? I mean, we need to for it to be legit.
Oh yeah, you can have him on but not tell him.
Yeah. Well,
and to make it be legit, wouldn't it also have to not record?
You're not going that far there, Smarty.
No, we would record it. It would just be like 2.5 hours late.
Yes.
Hey, what's on right now? Is it still Vanderpump?
Huh? No, I'm not watching anything. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I figured I wanted to ask, but I also figured based on the past, your answers about the EU, you don't really care.
I just don't know enough about it to like answer.
Wait.
Have an answer proper answer.
We almost had a extra special guest tonight. It didn't happen.
But it will though. Said,
well, maybe once we can talk him into it.
Eventually.
Out there,
just go ahead and.
I think we can bully him into it. I think it might have to wait a little while. But if Andrea's out here, then I think we can bully him into it in person. Like, I could go down. I could visit San Diego. We could trick him.
There you go. Sounds good.
So, wow, we're just bullying people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we're getting
for a good cause.
Yeah, I like to gatekeep and bully. It makes me feel like a big man.
You know, I think there should be more fun. I don't want to say fun, but gatekeeping. I get it, but people should talk more trash about each other's opinions. All in fun.
I see like these passionate pleas on Twitter. It's like, let's stop giving each other grief for hating each other's, you know, like, and I get where they're coming from, but I respect your position, Mark. It's like,
if everybody agrees that everybody has a good opinion, I mean, I get it in, it's a good philosophy. But it doesn't make for anything interesting. If I say, yes, the greatest character ever was a mouse droid because he did this. And at a certain point, you don't want everybody to go, yes, that's a wonderful opinion. Thank you for sharing. But I go, well, mouse droid? Hell no. But the best character ever was BB-9E.
I agree with you. And the sentiment that it goes counter against isn't the same. You know, like it feels the same on the surface, but it's like the idea you don't attack people for liking something that you don't like. You don't say like, I none of us go on or, you know, and are like, the new Justice League movie sucked, blah, blah, yeah, or whatever, or whichever, Batman vs. Superman, whichever one was the last one we saw that sucked. But we don't attack people because they disagree with us. None of us do that. But I agree with you that like in discourse, you should be able to do that. And nobody should be afraid to disagree or to not like something. Like everyone right, says, you should have a right to your opinion, but, like just, I try to be really positive. Everybody, I think, who listens or knows us knows that. You guys know that. But like, it's not genuine to fake positivity about everything. And it's okay to not like something. That's also an opinion. Like, and it needs to be okay. Like I give Ron guff about it, but the only time he bitches about Pacific Rim is when I give him crap for how much he hates Pacific Rim, and then he gets into it. Like I'm messing around, you know. But
he's not allowed to see it. The new one. He's not. I don't care. It can
he's
get
talking too much trash about it.
It can get 100% Rotten Tomatoes. It could have, you know, an all Asian cast, and Ron's not allowed to see it. I'm telling you right now, Ron. John Boyega could be secretly not in the movie and oh god, Scott Eastwood. I might not even see it now because Scott Eastwood's in this damn movie.
I heard that he replaced Paul Walker's character in the new Fast and the Furious movie, and it makes me sad.
You didn't see the new one?
I haven't seen it yet.
He tries. I mean, he tries. and then he was on. There is some. Whenever I'm at lunch, and I don't know if I've ever told the story before, but I think we're on Channel 4 at lunch when I'm sitting there, and there's these yentas that are on TV, and I don't know why all of them always seem to be drinking wine. Doesn't matter what time it is, but they're always drinking wine, and their job is just to talk about things that were on TV the night before. And I think it's Channel 4. And they had stupid, stupid Scott Eastwood on. And the guy was trying so hard to have charisma, and it was just forced and faked. And he's like, you know, doing a little dance. Oh, it was just like the worst lunch I've ever had just watching this guy try. So, yeah, never mind. And why is that a thing, though, nowadays with everybody drinking wine? Please talk to me. Do you know people what I'm talking about?
I think people really like wine.
People just like wine.
But it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. They're drinking wine, like Hoda and her little troll, whatever that Kathy Lee Gifford. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. Stop drinking. Can't even understand what you're saying.
I think there's a whole like SNL bit about that, about how she's drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, God. There is.
Just continue. Give what's her name some wine. Maybe she'll be interesting. That who is that stupid woman? Megyn Kelly. Oh, good lord. Oh. It hurts.
Maybe.
Oh my god.
Probably not.
Huh?
She probably not, wouldn't though. Be any better.
Yeah, just probably be just more annoying.
You know, with wine, you give you a talk show, you'd be great.
No, not me.
Oh.
I'm hilarious and humble.
Flashback to two, was it 2 weeks ago when you're like, I'm Indiana Jones.
Oh, that should be on your Twitter bio. I'm hilarious and humble.
No, I don't have a Twitter bio.
Well, it should be. It should now.
Yeah, no. You have the perfect. You have the perfect one.
I'm anti Twitter bio.
Whatever.
Put that as your Twitter bio.
No.
Okay. I'll just like make a fake Andrew account and put those in there. I mean, of course, I won't do that because I don't have time to do that. But in theory, I'll do that.
Theory to what?
Grimandria will be.
That'll be Grimandria underscore five.
From the underscore five family.
Yeah, just one guess who that is.
You're gonna small wonder, Andrea. You're gonna make a tiny robot Andrea.
Okay.
You know what? Let's just all change our names to Andrea. Yeah,
that works.
Our display names or our actual
display names. We'll just all be Andrea.
Like, we should just add Andrea to our actual display names. We should be at Griddle Marks Andrea.
This is weird.
Podcast 27.
No, like, I am legit in the process of pulling up Twitter right now.
All right. Oh God.
To take
I'm
care
being
of
impersonated but, online.
So as I do that,
you guys said I look. I was told I look like David Koresh today, and now, oh no, I'm joking about changing my Twitter name to Andrew.
Yeah, find pictures of her.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what?
Also, Tim, I both kind of wish you would have just tweeted from the account a picture of me next to David Koresh. I'm also super glad you didn't.
Yeah, I figured you might be. Super glad, no, that is.
It works on both levels.
Here. All right. New Twitter name thing. Saved. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it. So thank you guys for being on. And we'll be back next week. You never know. Maybe we'll have a solo trailer to talk about after the Super Bowl. Maybe. We'll see. But otherwise, I hope everybody has a great rest of your week. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Later. Later, weirdos. See ya. Bye.